hello, everybody, and welcome to the Edwin Colbert Film Club Summer Movie Preview.
No, shut up!
All right, let's do it again. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Subway Movie Preview.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our Summer Movie Preview Extravaganza. This is the Edwin Colbert Film Club, and we are going to talk about all of the hit, exciting new films that are coming out this summer. We've got five people here. My name is Sean Sterling. I've got Seth over here to my left.
Hello.
Kevin.
Yo.
Chris.
Not a hit before it comes out.
I was going to say that, too, actually.
Oh, you did. Herbert.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Got a panel of experts here ready to dissect and just have a blast just looking at all these films and talking about them. Robert's going to be our tour guide on this mystical, magical movie journey. And why don't you start us off with what film?
I guess it's a good thing we're doing the summer movie for you because the summer movie season is about to start. The unofficial start date of the summer movie season, which has basically become the official start at this point, is the first weekend in May. Get it right off the bat here. The big film coming out that day is Iron Man.
Yeah.
One of the biggest films to come out probably this summer.
Yeah, I am not excited about Iron Man. I think Iron Man's going to be a piece of crap. But
why would you think that?
Based on the preview, based on just the whole...
Comic book movies are always great.
Yeah, man. Exactly. It's probably going to be terrible.
I should say, I don't think it will be a good movie. I just really wanted to, and I like Robert Downey Jr. enough.
You're
going to
be eating your words come May 2nd.
Kevin, what guys are we leaving the theater surprised? I have firm faith in Vince Vaughn as the director. I like the fact that John Favreau.
I was surprised at that.
Yeah. I have very firm faith in John Favreau.
He's a pretty competent director.
Yeah, I really liked Elf. I think just this time, I mean, this is the movie he really wants to prove himself with, because I mean, he's got a huge like $180 million budget for this, and I think he's gonna deliver the goods. From like early word that I've heard from it, he has delivered. So I mean, I'm very excited for Iron Man.
Well, we'll see.
I'm not excited. I urge viewers to stay home.
What is that? Bring on the next movie.
But onward and upwards, after that comes the illustrious weekend of May 9th, and brings the big film that I guess has everybody kind of scratching their heads, other people very excited about, is Speed Racer, the new Wachowski Brothers film based off of the 60s anime series. And from the trailers, it looks like you're going to get something just out there.
I was originally really not on board, and then I don't know what it was, because I saw the first trailer and I was like, ooh, I'm not going to like that. And then I saw the second one, I was like, yeah. And I don't, when I think about it, two trailers weren't really that different from each other, so I'm not sure where the shift came from.
I am super excited. I'm super duper excited. This is one of the movies I'm hotly anticipating. I'm very excited about the...
I know you're excited about it, but I've never heard you say, like, why it seems good at all to you, because to me it does not.
The look of it is really, really cool. It's, I feel like it's going to be...
that's a lot of the appeal for me. Yeah.
I even not like the show.
That's stupid to say that all that's going on there is bright colors.
That's all you've seen.
It's a very distinct look. It's a look that I haven't really seen in another film before.
They're going for something that's never really been done. But
an Epic Speed Racer movie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just the look of it is just something. I think I'm going to really see something new. I mean, the movie could be terrible, but I really think I'm going to see something just like that I have to see on a big screen. It's going to be on the IMAX, too.
Yeah. But as just a premise, it's always kind of like, yeah, he drives around, and you know he's going to win a race.
What's the plot of Speed Racer?
He's the guy that races.
The kid that's all he could think about was racing. His older brother kind of gets killed under mysterious circumstances. He grows up to be like this great racer.
And there's a bad racing team that he races against all the time.
But it also means he'll be
So what I would guess based on the title, basically.
Also, he'll probably be battling corruption in the racing.
Hopefully in mixed martial arts.
Corruption is why we win.
In the Wachowski Brothers films, you can see from the trailer, there's martial arts. The shot set up for it looks exquisite. The colors are just amazing to say.
Bright colors.
If there
is
one thing that the Wachowski brothers are definitely good at, it's setting up shots and making
First of all, the source material is really lame. I don't care what anyone says. The Speed Racer anime is really boring and really dumb and really lame.
That's true. It is.
Second of all,
Not winning any supporters.
I got the distinct... The trailer looked kind of cool visually. I personally am not the kind of person who can really get so drawn into a movie visually that that's enough for me to really enjoy it. So unless there's a lot more going on in terms of plot, I'm not that excited about it. Unless they did a substantial overhaul and added tons of stuff that is just nowhere even hinted at in the source material. I don't think there's enough to work with.
Well, then the next big film is the 16th, the weekend 16th, which would be May 16th. Yeah, of course. That would be Prince Necron's Zanari film, Prince Caspian.
I like the notion of, I don't know, it was 2 years for them, and it's 20 or 200 years in the...
1300
years in the closet, so to say. Yeah, I like that. Narnia, what is
1300 years in the closet. The Seth Milstein.
I'm not that old, David.
Yeah, because I thought the first one was decidedly average, and I wasn't, like, too wowed by it. I thought it was kind of pretty much, like, fantasy light. But the trailer for it just looks a lot more promising. Same director, Andrew Adamson. But, I mean, just, it seemed a lot bigger. Like, he's more sure of himself this time around. It seems darker. And that I'll really get, like, a really good fantasy movie out of this one and something that I can really, like, say, man, that was really good. Yep, there were other fantasy films, I think.
I enjoyed the first one. I've always liked the Chronicles of Narnia. Even as an atheist, I still can enjoy it. And, and I saw the movie and it was okay. It was nothing special, but I had a nice time watching it. Mm-hmm. I'm in favor of more fantasy movies that have the potential of decency. Fewer dungeon sieges.
Yeah.
I wasn't really too into the Harry Potter. And certainly we've gotten
Harry Potter. You kids like.
certainly we've gotten quite a few of those, and I'm more into Chronicles of Narnia. So you know, I'd be down to, if I like this one and I keep liking the films, to just keep following the story.
I do remember that the cover to the Prince Caspian book I had. Had like a guy picking an apple off a tree, and it was kind of a cool illustration. So on that strength, I'm more excited about this than I am about the first Narnia movie, which I never even saw.
Bring him endorsement.
Probably the one of the big two films this summer, which great, was hyped up to see, and if it can live up to the hype, it'd be Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, May 23rd.
Should we should we have a rule here where
I'm not allowed to talk about
it? Hyperactive zealots.
I'll be nice about it. There's not a thing in this world that can make me not want to see this film. Like, essentially, because I have complete faith in Steven Spielberg, even though that I know George Lucas is still on the project, and I've been less than nice to George Lucas in the recent past, but I completely trust Spielberg to just kind of rein everything in and make it his movie, which is always what he's been able to do. I think it'll be really special. I mean, I remember seeing the last one in theaters, so I know I'm in for a really great occasion, and I'm just really ready for something like that. I haven't been this excited for a movie since, Superman Returns.
I'm sure they'll hide the fact, I'm sure they're not going to hide the fact that he hasn't aged, but I doubt they're going to address it.
They won't hide the fact that he hasn't aged. They're going to be out in the open. He hasn't aged.
I'm sure they're not going to hide the fact
that he has aged.
That he has aged. But I doubt they're going to address it, like, in any way seriously. Like, I doubt they will address that he is 65.
But sort of by definition, he's always done, like, impossible things, but in, like, a kind of likable, like, vulnerable kind of way. And so I think it'll be just more vulnerable and hopefully equally likable.
My prediction is that I'll end up coming away from this movie thinking that I would have liked it more if they had just made it kind of a flat-out romp for old Harrison Ford and not brought in sort of a young gun that he's sort of toting around in Shia LaBeouf.
I prefer any movie without Shia LaBeouf, but that's just me.
I don't really like it when sort of familiar film characters sort of take on young apprentices in movies. Right. See, he's passed the torch to Shia LaBeouf, and I don't,
Yeah.
I don't feel like they'll do that. I think that's not going to happen.
I don't feel like that'll happen.
I'm predicting there will be... I agree with Chris. I think that will happen, and I think there will also be scenes where I'm supposed to cheer for Shia LaBeouf beating someone in a fight or getting a girl or triumphing or accomplishing something, and I'm not going
to
really care.
I think what it comes down to is that role is a role where I'm not going to like it unless it's filled with an actor I find charismatic, and I've never really understood the...
Thank you. I completely agree. Yeah, I do not get it.
Shia LaBeouf's a charmer. Yeah. I feel like
I feel the more or less the opposite, that I feel like a lot of jokes are going to be played at Shia LaBeouf's expense. Mm. And I feel like it's mostly still going to be the Indiana Jones show, and that's how it should be, so I'm happy.
And I'm just sort of like an easy sell. Like, there's no way they could make an Indiana Jones something that I didn't see.
Yeah.
Multiple times, but I'm really hesitant about it. I didn't really love the preview. I don't like Shia LaBeouf in there, and I'm so excited about Marion being back that it's that counters all that. So it's just sort of I have flat expectation.
The Shia LaBeouf character, I like Shia LaBeouf, and I think he's charismatic. And just the thing that Spielberg really does well is family dynamics. And since he has a whole family here to do that, I'm really expecting something special out of that from him. I'm really excited because this is his first return to like a popcorn action movie since The Lost World. And Lost World didn't go so well. But
War of the Worlds, I would say.
Well, it's not a popcorn film at all. It's like straightforward. War of the
As far as Wu's targeted at, I would
yeah,
say.
But that's a dark film.
It's a dark movie. This is
oh, I see what you're saying. Right, yeah, okay.
This
okay.
is his first kind of light summer film where there's nothing, like, he's not really carrying a message or anything. Like, right.
The first one's since Munich, really.
Yeah. This is squarely meant to entertain. I'm just so excited. And just how much I've seen Spielberg just become this, like, my favorite director since I feel that he's at the peak of his career, and then putting it into basically just, like, the ultimate popcorn film that you can make, and just him having the chance to finally do that. This has me really excited. I know I'm not going to buy into the hype because there's never really ever been a movie like this big that's ever kind of lived up to the hype. I just know I'm just really excited to see it. And I know I'm going to get a good movie, but I'm not expecting the end-all movie.
I predict, could be wrong, I predict that Herbert's really going to like this movie.
But it holds no really relevance to us since none of us like or really ever watched this.
No.
Sex and City, the movie.
That show is a piece of shit. Yeah. I will go on the record and say that's a bad show.
The trailer, the only thing I remember, which is enough to make me not want to see the movie, is when they one of the girls chastises the other one for like not waxing a bikini line. Uh-huh. And she says well, when you're married, you have different priorities. And the other one says she's married and she's not growing a national forest.
Oh, but it has its audience. So,
it does.
People are really excited to see it, so I'm happy that they'll get the enjoyment out of it.
Surprise the hell out of me that it's written and directed by a guy.
Yeah, Darren Star.
Yeah.
There's plenty of things that are sort of geared towards women that I enjoy,
vibrators,
tampons, steamed milk.
I think the only reason it's popular is because it's a show aimed at women, and so then women will watch it because there's not a lot aimed at them.
I agree with that, but I don't like the show is terrible.
Well,
you're just wrong.
Well, when we go see the movie.
Yeah. Sean, you really like to
opening day tickets.
Sean, you really like to champion the cause of mediocre media.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not even saying it's a mediocre show. I'm just saying it's not a very good show.
I think we should probably get along because we've got a couple of real contenders coming up here on June 6th.
June 6th, the first weekend of June. The 6th. We have two films coming out that day. Mr. Jack Black's new comedy vehicle, Kung Fu Panda. And Adam Sandler's new crazy film that he co-wrote with Judd Apatow, You Don't Mess With the Zohan.
That's going to be a fun weekend.
Can we just skip ahead? Write this weekend off?
I would just like to say, if there's any, there's one thing I don't want to see Jack Black doing, it would be DreamWorks found out, DreamWorks Animation, who I hate a lot,
they're bad.
Found it out, and that is making Jack Black a wisecracking panda who's trying to do Kung Fu. I do not want to see that at all.
I think they're bad, but I mean, I like Jack Black, and my daughter's been so excited about this movie for so long that I'm going to have to see it. And so I'm trying to keep my hopes high on it.
I'll see Kung Fu Panda with your daughter if you don't want to. Well, not my dad. Yeah, my dad really wants to see Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, your dad's a feral ass. Loves his talking animals.
My dad does love talking animals.
The Zohan movie this was really weird. I just want to give it a chance because it is so weird. But I mean, the trailer for it isn't too funny.
I pretty much want to give it a chance because because it's Judd Apatow, who I mean, I like consistently.
I'm just in the mood for something weird like that.
Yeah. Does Judd Apatow ever sleep? Is he's like just co-written and produced it. Oh, man. He's so busy.
He's just wired on Redline all the time.
Yeah, I guess so.
Fucks it all.
what's coming up next?
Next week, a very interesting week. You got Marvel's very quick reinvention of the Hulk.
Yeah.
With Edward Norton.
What do you guys think is a weirder casting? Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man or Edward Norton as
the
Hulk?
Edward Norton as the Hulk.
Because Robert Downey Jr., you know, once he gets the suit on, it's not really an issue.
Yeah.
But
once Edward Norton gets his Hulk on,
see,
it's not really
an issue. Honestly, modified the CGI into a fucking giant figure. I'm like, hey, that's Edward Norton. What's going on? I think it's going to be a very entertaining movie. I mean, most of us here, I like Ang Lee films because it's just so weird. That's all I'll say about it. I won't say anymore. But this one just looks more like it's going to deliver on the action premise. And if I just want to see action, which I probably will with the Hulk, I'm going to probably get what I want.
You want action?
Then take it!
It's very easy to see that not many people agree with your like of the movie. You can almost immediately tell that when you reload your comic book franchise one film in.
Yeah.
Not even the Hulk 2.
Well, then I guess, I mean, what were they really expecting when they got Ang Lee to direct their giant green film? I mean, they knew they had, it's like, oh, we got a good director, but like in the back of their minds, they had to know Ang Lee, he directed Sense and Sensibility. He's not going to be interested in the same things we are.
Right, yeah, exactly.
We're interested in Hulk break shit up.
I'll say that I'll donate $200 to the charity of my own choosing. If I like this film less than the first Hulk, the Ang Lee version. Oh. That's one of my least favorite movies ever, and that's one of the few times I've ever been angry at how bored I was. So
it's too much.
The shot in the trailer for this one of Edward Norton falling from the helicopter is pretty piss poor.
Yeah, it is. Hopefully they improved.
I hope they improved it. Yeah.
So let's.
Maybe it'll be worse in the movie.
Worsened it up.
You know, I've laid down the law. I've always, even as a young lad, I really liked The Incredible Hulk. I've always been a fan.
As a young lad.
Yep. I've always been a fan.
The TV show?
I never saw the TV show.
The cartoon show?
I do like the cartoon show. I did not like the Ang Lee.
Do you like the reference to it in Mallrats?
No. But I am judging based on the trailer, I'm not too excited about this incarnation. I just feel like it's probably going to be just sort of a cheap production.
I am exactly the same level of excited about this as I am of Iron Man. I can't see why there's any difference to you.
Iron Man's so slick and cool.
Well, I would like to point out that Marvel pumped $150 million into this one. It's not going to be cheap.
Who's directing this version?
The guy that did Transporter 2. Louis Leture.
The guy did Transporter 2, not Transporter.
Well, then the next big film is The Happening, a new film from M. Night Shyamalan. I just found out today that has me now even more excited for The Happening. It's an R-rated movie.
Yeah.
Really?
It's going for a hard R.
Yeah, hard R. Yeah, Fox asked him, just because of the subject matter of the story, they asked him, would you go R for this? And he's like, and he understood the reasoning as far as like pulling no punches, and he said he was totally down with it. Mm-hmm. So
we get to see Marky Mark's junk again?
Hopefully.
It was fake.
I like Zoe Deschanel while she's in it. I'm really excited.
Even when he doesn't do stuff I love, I think he's a very talented director.
Oh, yeah, sure, I agree.
Very talented filmmaker.
He is. I mean, he's got a lot of critics because he's just done some. He's done a lot of. He's just done some movies that have
been stupid.
All of his films demand of you that you believe them, that you believe the world so intrinsically within yourself. So yeah. I feel like sometimes the subject matter isn't up to the task at hand, but he's always a very interesting and I think a daring director. So, and he handles suspense incredibly well. I think this is going to be a suspenseful film. I'm excited to hear that it's a rated R film. I'm expecting to be on the edge of my seat.
For some reason, every time I think about this movie and I imagine what it might be like, I just get a clip in my head of Mark Wahlberg in Planet of the Apes saying, I think it's fair to say we're in hostile territory.
as he's flying a plant.
As he's chopping through a plant with a machete.
he's taught us an important lesson too with signs, which is if we ever find an alien race living on like a lava planet and where they all drink lava, probably we shouldn't go invade them because they might throw lava at us.
Well, Homer, what else is happening regarding new movies this summer? Yeah.
Well, the volume, the next week is comes the 20th, and that brings us to two films that I would probably guess we're all on wide spectrums of where we want to see from a movie, and that is the new Steve Carell film Get Smart. And the new Mike Myers film, The Love Guru.
I should say that I heard you guys talking smack about The Love Guru, and I was a little let down how that I wasn't as disgusted with the trailer as I was kind of expecting to be.
It's so bad.
I think you guys are...
I agree with Seth. I don't think
it wasn't too bad. It's bad, but it's not... It's not
like hideously offensive. Which
I'm sure
the movie will be worse than the trailer.
Yeah, it's not going to be too good.
Because I mean, the trailer for me was just. I mean, I'm not a fan of Mike Myers. I like the first Austin Powers movie. That's about it. But I mean, just because I mean, the trailer just seemed a lot more of a shtick. And since I'm not a fan of a shtick, since I'm just seeing it all over again, but just in a different context, I'm just like, why?
Do any of us have a ton to say on The Love Guru, or should we maybe shift right over to the old GS?
Get Smart.
Incidentally, when I was reading the title Get Smart off the page, I misread it as the name of my ex-girlfriend.
Who?
Gail Stewart.
Make a good movie.
I wasn't too enthusiastic about the trailer, but somehow I think it'll be funnier than the trailer was.
I really like the trailer.
Really?
How many people here have seen the show?
I used to watch it all the time.
It's a funny show. I feel like it really sort of holds up for newer generations. And to have Steve Carell, who's definitely a comic talent, sort of tackle that.
I don't like that
premise. And then now I was kind of excited, but I feel like I'm going to be getting more stuff that I wouldn't necessarily associate with the premise.
Right.
I think that Hollywood at large is misusing the strengths of Steve
Carell's comedic
talent.
I think so too.
I've been watching him since when I was younger, like when he started out on The Daily Show. And he's very good in 40-Year-Old Virgin, which is a good movie. I don't know. Like, I get the feeling that they're trying to have him be the kind of comedic leading man that is not suited to his strengths. Is at its best kind of uninteresting.
Well, I mean, yeah, I agree.
Also from the trailer, just especially the second trailer, I mean, it's very much cut just to appeal to a larger audience.
Yeah.
So I still think there is going to be a mixture of this basically the old kind of Get Smart comedy, while at the same time just something for like today's modern.
I think it'll be better than the trailer.
And hopefully, it blends the two for me seamlessly.
More like it blends the two. Uh-huh. I do love Alan Arkin and Terrence Stamp, though, so I'm excited about both of them.
Chocolate.
Or interesting food at all.
Yeah. You big burrito guy.
Yeah. You big burrito.
you would not partake of the giant burrito with us.
I should have, though. I do regret that.
Okay.
And Kevin likes fucking disgusting, ratty ass like me, Familia burritos.
Whatever, that's great.
I bring out Kevin.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you like fucking whatever. You eat garbage out of the can.
As long as that garbage is served in a good restaurant with a good atmosphere.
The atmosphere is more important to you than...
Yeah, my friendship is more important than food. Yeah.
If you're going to a restaurant, you want to get the best food possible.
That's why you go to In-N-Out and Burrito. No, the best food possible. The best food possible. It's not the best food possible. That's bullshit.
Bobby Kyle. Let's stop arguing about films.
Well, let's see. The week of June 27th sees two drastically different films. Well, I guess the first one we'll talk about, save the one that I'm really, really excited for. It's the later one. First one is Wanted.
Which one's that?
It's from the director of Night Watch and Day Watch. And it's basically...
Really?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't. Oh, man.
It's a new film with Angelina Jolie. And the fraternity of assassins.
Yeah.
And
bending
the
bullets.
And everything.
That looks dumb. I'd probably see it.
Yeah,
it
looks really trashy, but I'm going to see it. I'm excited to see it. It's all the crazy stuff.
Calling it right now. That movie's going to be a piece of trash. just like that fucking movie Night Watch. I'm sure Day Watch is terrible.
What if it comes... Well, you can't call Night Watch a bad movie yet.
One of these days, I'm gonna watch all of Night Watch, and then I'm gonna talk trash about it.
But then also, we'll talk about the film that you know undoubtedly a lot of people really want to see, the new Pixar film, WALL-E. Mm.
Gonna be pretty good.
It's Pixar. Basically, Pixar, who has done no wrong for me.
Yeah.
Basically, attempting my favorite genre, science fiction, and with robots. And this is what I saw. I mean, this is the trailer alone. This is the first trailer. There was this moment where I was just starting to tear up. I'll be crying probably at the end. not crying.
It'll be an awkward trip to the movies.
It looks so beautiful. It's really just kind of touching and just everything. It's just pretty much like a prime reason why I'd want to go see a movie, really. And just I just know I'm going to get something really special out of it because Pixar's not letting me down.
I think it looks legitimately actually pretty special. And something that I heard about it that really, really excited me is the first 30 minutes of it has no dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's all, I imagine it's all just going to be characterization of the robots. It's the robots, not a speaking character. So that's also something that really excites me as well. So it seems like new territory. If you're really, really successful, hopefully you always want to try and do.
I'm not too excited about it. I have so much faith in Pixar at this point.
You're
I don't
not
really
excited,
care.
But I know you're excited about it.
Right. That's sort of
the type of movie it is.
Yeah.
Why aren't you excited about it? It seems like it's also sort of up your alley too. Though.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just something about it just sort of is rubbing me the wrong way all the way through. It feels like. Like you know, there's so
like
many.
When they're trying too hard.
Yeah,
like look how cute this is.
Exactly. There's cute, and then there's cutesy. I feel like the previews to me make it feel cutesy, and not you know like there's E.T. and then there's every movie that copied E.T. and this feels like one of the copies of E.T.
Did you like Finding Nemo?
Yeah, I like Finding Nemo a lot.
Okay, it's from the same director, I understand.
Yeah.
What do you think looks better? WALL-E or Kung Fu Panda?
I'm sure that WALL-E is better just because it's DreamWorks versus Pixar. There's no question. Yeah, Cars was so much better than anything DreamWorks could ever dream of.
Well, what was the... what's the more interesting premise to you? A Kung Fu Panda or a robot on a garbage planet?
A robot on a garbage planet, definitely.
Yeah. And I would like to point out...
On a scale of 1 to 10, how interesting is a Kung Fu Panda to you? Voiced by Jack Black.
A 7.
That's stupid.
Really? Yeah. The thing that I want to really bring up is just the Pixar movies. It's just, I don't know what they operate on such a different level. I don't know why other people can't notice it a lot of the times. Like one of the big things for me is just the worlds that they create and just their visuals are so alive and there's something to them. And there's an actual soul there. Every other computer animated movie I like, have seen is completely flat and it's uninteresting and there's nothing soulful there about it.
Yeah.
Next film.
I mean, yeah. We'll move on to the July and the reigning king of this weekend coming back to take his throne, Will Smith and his new film Hancock.
Oh yeah.
What? Yeah. Oh come on.
I am down for Hancock.
Really
I am down.
It's an interesting take on a superhero film. So I really like Will Smith. He's so charismatic and just he's just something about him that just really draws me to him and just like I would make out with the guy and stuff like that. And it's directed by Peter Berg, who I think keeps getting better as a director.
Did.
He did The Kingdom. Which I was currently underrated, but now he has like a really huge like I don't know what the budget for this, but I mean it's gigantic, probably over 150. So I mean, I'm just really interested to see what he can do with like a big project like this.
And it looks funny. I mean the first time I saw the trailer, have you seen the trailer?
Yeah.
I mean I will not lie, the whale gag at the end of the trailer got me laughing. It got me laughing. I watched it on my little itty bitty computer screen too. So
the next one we got is the July 11th, and that's when we have Hellboy 2.
That'll be good.
I'm surprised, almost mortified to see that there is a Hellboy sequel coming out because I feel like the original Hellboy is just such a movie I wouldn't expect to catch on, and I don't feel like it deserves to catch on because it isn't the side of the average film. The only thing I found particularly exciting about the first Hellboy was the ninja Nazi that was full of sand. I imagine he's not even in the second one, so I don't know. I mean, I've seen the trailer. It seems like they spent a lot more money on it. It seems like they're all back and they're committed to their characters, I guess, and you know, good for them, but I'm not expecting this movie to do particularly well. And hopefully this will be the end of the Hellboy series, but I don't feel like it's something that deserves to go on.
Nope.
Well, it's also just really speaks because, I mean, Guillermo del Toro is just really passionate about it, just like hearing him talk about it. So, the sequel is brought about completely because of him, because he wanted to do it. Tip my hat to somebody who's that passionate about something and getting it done.
Yeah.
And then getting it basically twice, it looks like twice the budget in the first movie. This is kind of like the ultimate, I guess, like middle finger to somebody.
I guess congrats to Guillermo del Toro, who is a distinctively talented visionary director, that he can have that sort of influence and get these sort of passion projects through. But geez, what a... What a waste of energy. That's all I'm going to say. What a waste of energy.
Well, waste of energy for you.
I guess I'm glad I'm seeing Hellboy 2 and not Blade 4 by Guillermo del Toro. I mean,
well, you're not going to be seeing Blade 4 for a while.
3 years to be exact. I am surprised to see this movie, and I am not particularly thrilled.
Well, I guess on to the next weekend, July 18th. We'll just get the first film out of the way before we talk about the film that I know we'll want to talk about. Mamma Mia. Any thoughts on that?
You know.
Have you seen the musical?
I have not seen the musical. I don't know. I'm so tired of their songs just because of all the weddings I've done.
That's right.
But, you know, yeah, I'm sure I'll go see it with my wife and have a good time.
That's okay, well, hopefully I can come along with you.
Yeah.
If you guys will have me.
I'll have you.
Yeah, I'm a guy sitting in the back of the theater while you guys make out.
Make out to Mamma Mia. Dude, Meryl Streep's hot.
I think if you go to Mamma Mia and make out, you will feel like distinctly 40 years old. You will feel like such an old couple if you do that. I am not excited about Mamma Mia. I probably will not see it.
Good. Now we get that out of the way. We can talk about the real film of that weekend. The other film that is has to live up to the hype because there's a lot of it for the new Batman film, The Dark Knight.
The
Dark Knight.
I am super excited. I'd say probably I have mixed feelings about Batman Begins, although I do like it.
I'm with you.
But I feel like. I feel like this is gonna be. I feel like they probably realized the mistakes they made in the first time around. They want to tell a grand, serious story based on these comic properties, and I feel like there's gonna be a lot of energy and a lot of care put into this one. The trailer, I feel, is very, very thrilling. I'm very thrilled just watching the trailer of this movie.
It's so well constructed It tells a story in the trailer. Yeah. It's not just like, hey, we have another Batman movie coming out. Go see it, man.
That July 18th. Yes, it is.
No, it is. It builds perfectly to the Joker, and then just the final shot of how it just builds with him, like this, with the Joker saying, come on, hit me, and then him just coming around on the thing. And then, him just looking at him and turning around, and the music cues in, it goes to Dark Knight. It builds so perfectly to that moment. It's just it's such a good and well-done trailer.
It's an exhilarating trailer.
And I don't know if I talked to you about it. Like, the moment that, like, got me really excited, more excited, because I was already excited to see The Dark Knight, I'm with Sean pretty much on the fact that, what really, the two things that officially got me excited was from the trailers that I told Sean, that there's the shot of where the Joker is sticking his head out the police vehicle, and it's just a really quick shot, but just from that shot, I believe that there was just something in this movie that was going to be completely a different experience than Batman Begins, and that just got me so excited to see it, and just the look of it is really great, but then the other thing that got me excited was the fact that I've heard, the rumor is, from Christopher Nolan, his cut of the film, which is the one that they're going to have to go with because Warner Brothers is not going to, because he's not going to let them really change anything. The film's going to come out to close to 3 hours.
I do like long movies.
And for this type of movie, I think that's just going to be amazing. Because they have a story to tell that big, and I'm just so down.
I agree. Everything I've heard about this, I really, really like. I feel like one of the principal problems I feel like Batman Begins with it was written by David S. Goyer, who is the guy predominantly behind the Blade movies. And I feel like you can see a lot of his writing style in the movie, which really sort of cheapens a lot of the...
I've got to get me one of these.
What's your favorite David S. Goyer line from
the movie? And the scriptwriter they brought in is Jonathan Nolan, and he's brother of Christopher Nolan. He wrote Memento, he adapted The Prestige.
He did Following. Which you love.
People
gotta learn.
Following's great, you're dumb. And Batman looks... I'm sure I'll enjoy it because I like Batman. But I wasn't excited about Batman Begins. I saw it and I was like, pleasantly surprised. It was alright. And now this, I really don't... I'm not getting behind
Heath Ledger
as the Joker. I'm sorry. I think he looks cool and that might... take me through, but based on just what I've heard of his voice, I don't really like it.
Well,
but, and the trailer I didn't think was anything special. Though, when I saw the trailer before Harold and Kumar, I did get much more excited, so I will I will say that.
Well, what I expect Dark Knight to be and what I hope Watchmen will be is I feel like, because we've gotten a whole bunch of comic book movies so far, just a slew, but I feel like the material that they're derived from isn't widely accepted as art from the populace at large, and I feel like they're sort of just more or less viewed as escapism, which a lot of them are. But sure. I feel like strongly what V for Vendetta was, and I feel like with Dark Knight and hopefully with Watchmen, they'll be telling stories that are worth telling with these characters.
That I hope you're right, but I think it's easy, especially with Batman and then also with Watchmen, to look at these and say, maybe it was a good story, but really, people just look at it and say, there's another superhero thing. Like Watchmen, I feel like people could read and just be like, well, it's kind of a boring superhero comic book, and not really get it, you know? Like, friends of mine have read it and said that, and they're dumb. But, but
dumb.
Yeah. And, but, I mean, even for the Dark Knight Returns comic book, which this obviously is not based on, that inspired, like, a legion of terrible, terrible comic books that didn't get the point of it, that just were like, oh, we're going to be gritty and hardcore, and it's going to be awesome. And so I worry that this will have the same effect, where it will be like, there will be maybe grittier movies, or they'll pick up on the wrong things. Something J.J. Abrams said that I really liked in a talk was he was discussing movies he loved, and he was talking about Jaws, and was saying that, you know, everybody thinks it's about a shark, but it's really about Roy Scheider and his relationship with his family and trying to, you know, decide what it is to be a man and to take responsibility and to deal with things. And he said, you know, people have made shark movies after that, but people don't copy what's good about that. They don't copy that family dynamic. And why wouldn't you do that, you know?
Well, I'm sure there'll be terrible imitators.
Right.
There will always be bad imitations, but I feel like with The Dark Knight, if it's the movie I am expecting it to be, all the shitty comic movies I've seen up to this point will have been worth it. If you can just get a great movie or a couple really good movies out of it, Then it's worth it. Because, I mean, surely, like, I don't know how you feel about Jaws. I haven't seen the movie all the way through, to be honest. I'm sure, you know.
You think it's about as good as Night Watch?
I'm sure you really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm sure that more than makes up. Better to have that and, like, Shark Attack 3 like, a million times over than to not have Jaws at all.
Right,
so.
Yeah. No, yeah.
And the first thing I just want to bring up was Step Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Will Ferrell.
You know, Step Brothers looks pretty funny. Like, almost like after every other Will Ferrell movie I see, okay, this is the last one. Like, this is the last one you're going to drag me out to. Because I enjoyed myself right. I laughed a couple times, but you just can't keep doing this to me. But then I saw the trailer for Step Brothers, and I'm like, all right, I'll do it again.
Yeah.
Because it looks funny.
The other big film, kind of, I guess, falls under the Forbidden Kingdom idea, but somebody's a little bit too late.
Uh-huh.
The new X-Files movie, X-Files
oh,
I
yeah.
Want to Believe, which yeah. I'm still excited to see because I'm a big fan. I was a big fan of the X-Files.
Did you watch it all the way through?
Yes, I did.
Really?
I didn't watch completely. I watched episodes here and there. Just I lost a lot of interest after David Cumming left, and the show kind of meandered. This one, apparently, I mean, the film kind of jettisons all the mythology that they've set up, and they're trying something completely new and different. And they're trying to mix the idea of, like, faith and this other, the ideas of, like, the what they deal with as far as just the conspiracies behind everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it just sounded kind of exciting, and also, you know, I'm down to revisit some characters I haven't seen for, like, 6 years or something like that.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I haven't watched any X-Files since before the movie, probably. But it just sort of, like, ran out of steam where it was, like...
Mm-hmm.
It was like, we're building towards something. We were building, no, clearly we're not anymore. It's just mystery after whatever, and stuff's revealed, and you don't even care anymore. It's like, oh, that's what's happened to Mulder's sister, Insta.
All right, well, on to the next week. Go to the the doldrum month of August and summer. I mean, they beefed up the August month in the previous, I feel, the last film or something.
They beefed up August. America, beefing up August. Then, you're tired of your same old August?
Then, August.
Yeah, get ready for this summer. We're taking out all the stocks. And they put better films into it. The first one, which I'm excited about, being since I'm such a huge fan of the first two.
The Mummy.
The Mummy, yes, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor. Even though my big drawback is the fact that Rob Triple X Cohen was just a terrible director in all regards. And just he's so full of himself. If you ever are down and just like have a waste of 2 hours, I mean like a complete waste of 2 hours, like you can't like find paper to tear into millions of pieces, like there's basically nothing to do, you can listen to the commentary for Triple X and you can listen to a man who's just so full of himself. And it's just like it's really kind of frustrating to see that this guy has been able to make movies. But I am excited for The Mummy 2 and The Dragon Emperor. Yeah.
I mean, I like Mummy stuff. I only like it because I love Indiana Jones. And so then it's like, well, you know, it's kind of like that, yeah. You know? And I convince myself with that.
A short time in my misguided high school youth, I liked The Mummy movies more than Indiana Jones. And I said, if Alan, if you're ever listening to this podcast, I want to take that back because I remember saying that to you and you just being disgusted at me for saying that. Indiana Jones right is so much better than the Mummy movies, but I still love The Mummy movies. There you go. John, your thoughts on Rob Cohen?
You know, I mean, I never thought, like, I'd be like, oh, man, like, bring back Stephen Sommers. Because, like, Stephen Sommers is not, like...
Yeah, he's nothing.
He's nothing particularly too good, but, like, oh...
He was busy with G.I. Joe. Next summer.
Things can always get worse. Things can always get worse. And Rob Cohen is not a good director. Seth, what do you think? Oh, you don't have an opinion?
Shut up.
Yeah, shut your fucking mouth.
You son of a bitch. Next week, pretty boring week. We have another sequel. I just wanted to mention it because I didn't want to leave the August 8th out, but a Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants Part 2.
Oh my god.
Otherwise known as Contractual Obligation.
Yeah, exactly.
I've not seen the first Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. It looked like a movie that I might actually enjoy, though. From the trailers, it seemed like there was a certain charm about it. It's kind of weird because, like, I'm drawn to movies that I shouldn't be drawn to. I really wanted to see Nancy Drew. I wanted to see Aquamarine. So, I mean, there's a certain, like, appeal to it, I guess. But, I mean, yeah, just...
Yeah, the basic premise of Sister of the Traveling Pants, other than that the pants make you lucky or whatever, is that they're pants that fit any girl. Uh-huh. And that's such a depressing statement about the state of the world where women are like still so body conscious and still so obsessed with that it's like, oh my god, I wish, you know, escapist novel for them is, man, pants that fit. Pants that fit anybody. That's so just sad to me. You know,
three novels, too.
Right, yeah. And escapist stuff for guys is like, I swing on a whip and I save
people.
Women and I shoot people.
Kill Nazis, yeah.
I mean, yeah, killing Nazis, that's a good escape. Yeah. Not pants that fit, that makes you sad.
Well...
Sorry, Sisterhood
of
the Traveling Pants fans.
I have nothing to say right now. I'm probably not going to see the movie.
I don't blame you. Next, the following week, the 15th, we have Tropic Thunder, the new Ben Stiller.
That looks funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be okay. Could be good.
Funny.
Could be good.
It looks good.
Could be okay.
It looks good.
Yeah. Robert Downey Jr.
In the good way.
All right.
All right, and then finishing off, closing out our summer movie preview, there's not a whole lot coming on the 22nd. There's Crossing Over, which is another Harrison Ford film, deals with...
sure, it'll be his big hit at the summer.
Yeah, right. Deals with, like, immigration officers and stuff like that. I don't know too much about it, but... It has
get off my country! That was our summer movie preview. I hope you enjoyed it. This is Sean's... As long or as short as it was.
This lets the audience know it was a marathon session to record.
Who knows what you're actually going to get as a finished product, but we've been here for a while now.
We even lost some of our compatriots and ours.
Credits are no more. We had to eat them because...
They were not excited enough about the movies.
But thank you very much. We're all deranged and delirious right now. This is all of us saying goodbye.
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 Bye.